Hi, this is a dictation for Bassam Doha, B-A-S-S-A-M-D-O-H-A. Bassam Doha, the date of service is 7-14-2025. Date of accident is 8-25-2024. Date of birth 4-11-1964. The patient arrives for a follow-up visit today. He apparently has been having severe pain in the area of the neck, shooting to the left shoulder all the way to the upper arm, as well as shooting pain in the left leg anteriorly and posteriorly. And lower back pain is quite severe, although somewhat better today. It varies from 5 to 7, and the patient reports 40% improvement. He claims that the injections that he received are helping him. His ADLs have also improved, as reported, and ADLs are affected only 5 at this time. Patient is ambulatory, able to walk, sleep well. Some anxiety is present. Please review the records for ADL, for system review, substance abuse compliance plan, and the physical examination will remain the same as previous visit dated 6-26-2025, dictation number 0702-014. The plan and the blood pressure is 144/105, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100. Plan is to continue all the medications for the patient, which are as follows. The patient is provided with the following medications. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifax 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for super anxiety. Patient is on Buspar from his primary care doctor. Xanax is being provided for calming his nerves down. He is quite hyper otherwise. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Lunestra 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigesic is for headache relief. Appointment for orthopedic surgeon is ordered for Dr. Gilliard to have a look at his left shoulder, as there is a complete tear of the supraspinal tendon. And he's also referred to Dr. Louis Redden, spine surgeon, for cervical spine consult regarding a possibility of surgery. He's ordered physical therapy three times a day, without traction and without any massage. And the patient's continuing disability, hospital replacement and transportation. His maps and labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. It is okay to do acupuncture and massage for this patient. And other than that, he is stable. Thank you.